It's time for my Thursday morning conversation. Michael Carr is with us this morning. He is an independent retirement planner. I guess that would be a good title to put on Michael, right? Michael?
Yes.
Okay, good. Michael, welcome to the studio this morning.
Thanks, Jeff.
How about a little bit of background? We're going to talk retirement and what we need to know. Most of us, like my notes say, everybody wants to retire, but not a lot of people know how to do that. And it's more than just going to the boss saying, hey, I quit. See you somewhere down the road. Retirement is worth a lot more than that, and we're going to get into that today. So, Michael, a little bit of your background here, first of all.
Born and raised in Wisconsin. Little town outside of Madison called Stoughton. Went to the university, got a degree in physics. Wound up out west. I became a registered investment advisor in the preferred division of Prudential. So I had Series 6, 63, 65, and 7 licenses. I did planning for a fee. That was taken away from a big car accident, 3.5-year disability.
Gee whiz.
But the last 30 years, I've been in finance and insurance and just helping people. My
3 years on disability, that sounds like a character-building experience if there ever was one.
Wow, you hit the nail on the head there. Yeah, I came out of it, for one thing, a very conservative person.
Okay.
So that's what you get from me in finance.
And so your background in insurance out west, you were just saying a lot of the stuff that we're hearing about in the news right now with all the fires, you were involved in a lot of that in a prior life.
Yeah, for a while I was a private insurance adjuster hired by the insured to help them navigate the horrible insurance industry. And that came along with questions about how do we handle the money that we're getting and, you know.
And so that naturally segues into retirement planning then.
It is. I talked to a lot of people that had major bad events, and I showed them how they could find better ways. Retirement planning has become so much safer in the last 20 years.
A lot of us are familiar with a lot of the big guys that we hear advertised all the time on radio and television when it comes to retirement planning, because most of us, we can get 2 + 2 = 4, but beyond that, we need way more help than that when it comes to planning our retirement, making sure we have enough money to last our lifetimes. That is a specialty all in and of itself. A lot of us are paying people to do that for us and hope that we're getting good results. Sometimes we see our balances at the end of the month or the first part of the next month, and we're saying, hey, this ain't looking too good right now, and maybe I should start maybe looking at some other options. So with all that in mind, Michael, where do you come in that equation?
Well, what's happened since I first started in the 90s is things have gotten so much safer, Jeff. They have programs now where you can't lose money. So in light of that, if you go to a hometown brokerage, whatever it may be, a Edward, a Raymond, a Main Street kind of thing, mm-hmm. you're paying them to put your money at risk. And in the 70s and 80s, you kind of had to be there, out in the market, to get anywhere. But nowadays, they have programs that are very safe. They have programs that have guarantees. But they've created an indexing strategy that guarantees you no loss and you can participate. So it's turned everything on its head. Why would you go out and pay somebody to put your money at risk if you can get equal or better returns without that risk?
I understand that philosophy. I also understand that when you get into the stock market and you keep your money there, generally speaking, you're going to do pretty well. Sometimes we have these anomalies where you can have your money in the stock market, get those balance sheets back every month and say, I'm losing money. Maybe I should move this at least temporarily, put it into something where I know it's safe and I know I'm going to get an absolute return at the end of every month instead of looking at lower numbers every month. What would your advice be on something like that? Better to just stick it out or talk to somebody like yourself to see if there are alternatives?
Well, being a fiduciary means a lot more than what other people say on the radio and TV.
Okay.
Yeah, it really means treating every individual different. And when you're accumulating money and growing money, maybe there's 4 or 5 opportunities and you feel like you're being treated. I like to focus more on the purpose of the money.
Okay.
And when you determine the purpose of the money, then you're really never going to be all your eggs in one basket. And if you work for a company that has stock, or you're a programmer and you have specific knowledge in an arena and you know some companies to invest in and you can keep an eye on them and judge them, that's fantastic. But you understand that all that money is totally at risk. And then they created funds where they were meant to minimize the risk because you'd have 200, 300 in one pile and they'd work with each other.
Okay.
But nowadays, they flat out have guarantees where you're guaranteed you don't lose any money if that fits in your plan.
I don't know about anybody else listening, but guaranteed money sparks my interest and gets my attention immediately. In fact, I'm starting to get goosebumps here. Guaranteed money? Are you kidding? I want to learn more about this, so let's talk a little bit more about that guaranteed money.
The guarantee comes in one form in that they guarantee you will never lose money.
Okay.
They can't guarantee what the market will do, but you're protected against any losses. So if I come along and I say, hey, I'm going to be this big benefactor and I'm going to protect you from losses, well, how am I going to get paid? Well, I'm going to get paid on top of the good years. So I'm going to say it's your money. You get first returns. I will give you everything up to 10 or 12%. And above that, that's my return for protecting you against loss. I've never met a man or a woman that hasn't said, that's a great deal.
It sounds like a great deal, yes. But also, but then there's that other side of things. Graham always told me if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. So what do you say about that part?
That part is very common. It's difficult on the radio to go through it. It's easier with diagrams.
Okay.
But technically, for those people that are technical out there, basically what I do is I use bond interest to leverage the options market, and then you get annual index credits, and then I basically use those to credit your account. So what happens is instead of putting your money in the stock market, I use interest credits from any money you put in. So let's say you put $100,000 in, okay, whatever company you put it with, they buy a treasury bond. So your $100,000 is safe.
Okay.
But that bond comes with interest. The interest is called coupons. That's what they invest. And they've been doing it for 100 years. They're incredibly good at it. They know they're going to get more than the 10 or 12 they promise you. And so that's how they do it with no risk, because your $100,000 that you gave them is always sitting there in a bond. And so the returns are from them investing safely on the side. It's a little easier to see in diagrams.
Okay.
But the main gist with the indexing strategy is, let's say you've got $100 invested and the market goes down 30%. I'm in the market. I'm down to $700, or I'm down to $70 now. Jeff's in an index strategy. He's still at 100.
At 100 bucks.
So now I need 42% to get my 70 back to 100 in the next year. Luckily, it gets 42%. So I'm back at 100. But now you're at 110 or 112. And I'm never going to catch you. And you didn't fully participate in the 40% gain. You only got 10 or 12. But you're so far ahead of me. And every down year, you get further ahead of me.
This sounds like, just on its surface, without getting into diagrams, diagrams and numbers and stuff, but it sounds on the surface as to the first thing I say, well, why isn't everybody doing this then?
Everybody's not aware of it.
Okay.
There are some strategies where this is an integral part and it works best for young people. One of the plans I work with the most, using the indexing strategy, allows you in your retirement to take money out tax-free.
Okay.
The IRS isn't going to say you can put money in today and take it out tomorrow tax-free. So this is a builder. So if you're in your 30s and you've got some extra money and you have no idea how you could get $1 million built up, I could show you how to do it for a few hundred a month. And that's basically compounding. You know, so you put in $300 a month, and if you get 7 to 10% interest after 30 years, you're going to have hundreds of thousands of dollars. And now if you can access that tax-free, you can add that tax you're not paying onto your yield.
Yep.
And you really weren't limited to 10 to 12 because on the outtake.
The thing that really stands out there is that people in their 30s, generally speaking, a lot of them aren't thinking about this. I know when I was in my 30s, Michael, I thought the retirement's way off. I got plenty of time for this. I got too much I want to do with my money right now. This can all wait. This can all wait. Then I took a nap and it was 30 years later. it goes by just like that. So I didn't think that I had enough money left over every month in my 30s, most of the time. Because, and so I thought, well, that little bit, that's not going to make a difference anyway. I'm just going to go buy another six pack. But the bottom line is, no matter how much money you can put away, the younger you are, the better off you're going to be. And old folks like us, we can say that all we want. Sometimes it falls on deaf ears. But to those 30-somethings that want to take this serious and are listening right now, maybe there's some older folks that have kids that are in their 30s. The best advice to get on board with this right now, get started at an early age with an independent guy like yourself, Michael. What is the best advice? How do you get that process started?
Just give me a call and let's have a talk. Tell me what your goals are. Tell me how long you want to work, when you want to retire. Do you want to work part-time after that? Because as long as you have created income, you can use a Roth IRA. Roth IRAs you put in after tax, but everything you take out, tax-free, and there's no required right. minimum distribution. So young people just have the opportunity to take advantage of compounding, which unfortunately our schools really don't teach that well.
Yeah.
I mean, the numbers are astonishing. I think I have something here in my notes. You put $300 away, get 7%. You have almost $500,000 after 30 years. And that's only at 7. The S&P right. returns over 10.
Mm-hmm. So the bottom line is, parents should not stop encouraging their kids to start saving early. That's something that parents should keep on doing, because it's not going to change. It's always going to be good advice. Then when it comes to choosing a professional, then you have to set, that's the first thing. You choose a professional to help get you through all this stuff. Then you have to decide, there's a lot of different options for retirement income. There's the things that can pay you every month like a regular paycheck. There's just the big bank accounts you draw on. And the other thing about this is that people don't always understand is that at retirement time, your money continues to build in your accounts while you're retired. That doesn't stop. And so that's why it's a good idea to get started as soon as you can. So all that in mind, how do you get into the different options? And I would assume it is going to be different for every person.
Well, it's different based on the purpose of your money and the time frame.
It all comes back to the purpose, doesn't it?
Well, for me, it does, because I was born and raised in Wisconsin. I take the fiduciary thing more than not taking advantage of people. I mean, it's truly doing the absolute best you can with every single dollar. Now, when I started out and I was talking to people getting ready to retire, everything was about 4%, municipal bonds, tax-free, double tax-free. Younger people, it was about, you know, getting into mutual funds and taking risks with, you know, the ups and downs. But now, everything is so much easier. And what I run into a lot of people that have saved their whole life, they have a pile of money sitting there. They're terrified they're going to run out. And so they're not living life at its best because they don't know how much they can spend.
Mm-hmm.
So when I do financial planning, I think of it kind of like a highway. We have the main lane you drive in. That's your absolute necessities, whatever that is. If your house is paid off, it may be $2,000-$3,000. It may be $4,000-$5,000. But then we have the other lane, which is for unexpected emergencies and fun. And if I put you on a plan and you tell me that you've got $3,000 in fixed expenses and you're looking for $7,000, we put you on a plan of $7,000. I've literally put you in a place where you know exactly how much you can mess around with every month. And telling people how much they can throw away is the best part of my job.
But the other side of that coin is that we don't know what inflation's going to do in the future. So we may have a plan today, but then inflation's going to start taking effect and our plans may change a lot. How do we guard against that?
Those are your two biggest battles, taxes and inflation. So I mentioned I have plans that you can get the money out tax-free. And you mentioned just now that you do have plans where your money continues to grow. Right? So if you have money, a pile of money, and you're saying, I'm terrified, I'm going to run out of this, like my father, you know, and 15 years ago, we put him in a product that absolutely guaranteed that he will get whatever he gets every month for as long as he lives. Well, he ran out of money a while ago because he's 90. He's still doing great, fishing, driving, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, moving furniture for carpet cleaners. So you don't know how long you're going to live. And boy, is that a peace of mind for my dad.
Yeah, I'll say. And I'm sure a lot of people have been there. They've had aging parents who all of a sudden, you know what, the funds are all gone. That's why you're not getting those huge checks at Christmas time anymore. And a lot of different things. Life comes up and a lot of things can happen and a lot of things can get affected. And so we need somebody looking out for us. So we're almost out of time here, Michael. I wish we could cover more time. If you can come back again, that would be great. We can maybe come into some more of this stuff a little more in depth. But if people want to start a conversation with you one-on-one and say, you know what, I heard you on the radio, Michael. I'd like to hear some of your ideas. I'm getting close to retirement, or retirement's still a long way off. I want to get it set up the right way the first time. What is the best way that people can get a hold of you, and then how do you conduct your meetings with folks?
You can give me a call at 715-218-9197. And if you want to send me a statement or something to look at, my email is simplifymyretirement@outlook.com. And I'm happy to talk to anybody. I've recently been working with teachers, doing pension reviews for them. And the last year, I did a lot of work with people in their 70s and 80s, making sure that they have guaranteed income and that what they don't need goes to their kids in the best way possible.
Safe to say, from what I've learned here in the last 25 minutes or so, Michael, you are somebody with a lot of experience. You're a man with a lot of knowledge. You've lived a lot of life. You've seen a lot of things, good and bad. And, you know, people with that kind of background, I think, are fantastic people to help us out to when it comes to planning the future, because you've already seen a lot.
I have, and my greatest pleasure is I don't get paid unless I make your life better.
Yeah, that's awesome. And has anybody ever told you look a lot like Joe Biden?
Oh, goodness.
All
yes,
the time,
they have.
Right? All right, it's almost uncanny. I look at it like, oh, my goodness, the President of the United States sitting right here. But no, Michael Carr is an independent. What is the official title?
Yeah, I'm independent. I'm not affiliated with a company, so I don't charge. You don't pay me out of your money. If we find a place and a program, they will pay me. And it doesn't come out of your funds at all.
Independent financial planner, and you want to know what purpose that your money's going to have in retirement? I think a conversation with Michael will help you identify just what that is and give you some. It's all about peace of mind as we get older, Michael.
Yes.
Thank you very much for being here. Hope to talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Jeff. My pleasure.
Again, you can reach Michael, start a conversation at 715-218-9197. That's 218-9197. Start that conversation and give yourself some peace of mind in your retirement years. And while you're getting closer to it, believe me, that peace of mind comes off very well, too. So we'll talk to Michael again maybe someday down the road. Got to let him go right now, though. Got to shut down the Sunrise Show right after this break.